Miss America visits a Tennessee farm. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Recently, Miss America teamed up with the American Farm Bureau in their Book of the Year, First Peas to the Table.
We did a nationwide competition for schools everywhere to compete to see who could grow the most peas by a certain date, and whoever won got a visit from Miss America. And a school here in Murfreesboro won, and so I'm here to visit them and talk to them about agriculture. The whole point of this book is to get kids excited about growing their own food just like farmers. So I'm so excited to be here and really see the passion and the hard work that these kids have put in.
Betty Cantrell is Miss America 2016, and she grew up on a 675-acre farm in rural Middle Georgia. She met with the winning class at Beatty Farms and shared with them her platform of Healthy Children, Strong America.
I chose my platform because of how I grew up. I grew up in a double-wide trailer on a very large piece of land, and my parents always made sure that my brother and sister and I were always eating healthy and always outside playing, really getting that old-fashioned kind of exercise. And I think that's really lost in today's youth because of how technology has advanced and kids are attached to their cell phones. And it will continue to be that way unless somebody stands up and says something about it.
And Cantrell says this is something that can be fixed, starting with the children and teaching them about eating healthy and playing outside. She says growing up on the farm taught her that and much more.
It really taught me about the responsibilities that a farmer has, getting the plants in the ground and all the technology on the tractor. I mean, farming has come so far. It's not a guy on a tractor in overalls with a straw hat. And I want people to know that. The American farmer is so advanced, and there's so many factors that go in because you're dealing with the elements. It's not like something that's controlled in a building. It really taught me a lot about where my food comes from and who to be thankful for.
A great advocate for agriculture in Miss America. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.